Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And it is, what is it? Food news and reviews. We do that on Friday. Well, we don't. Bob does. But I'm doing it today. And joining me, part of the podcast, Chicago's Very Own Eats, WGN's Mike Piff. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Wendy. This is my favorite time of year. I don't know about you, but this is, I think, the best time of year around Chicago.
Why do you say that? Because the Bears are starting their season over at Soldier's Field. Why? Why are you excited?
Correct. Bears is one part of it. Fall is my favorite season.
Me too.
We're going to have some prime sweater weather this weekend. I don't know about you, but I love wearing a hoodie. So I'm definitely wearing my WGN radio hoodie into the office today. And my birthday's around the corner. So it's hard for me not to love this time of year.
It is a great time of year. And happy early birthday. Let's get that out of the way.
Thank you. I wasn't asking for it, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, the Bears opener is Sunday, 12 noon kickoff. Tennessee Titans are coming to town. And there's some new food. We've heard about it. You've actually tasted it.
Yeah. So last week, the Bears invited some of us in local media over to try out their new food items and learn about their new fan experience that they've been really, really putting a focus on over this offseason. I know the Bears roster is a lot better, but they also are hoping that the Soldier Field experience is going to be a lot better as well. They've actually added it's kind of like grab-and-go type concessions or self-checkout concessions. The idea is that you're going to be able to get your food, get back to your seat, and watch the game three times faster than you ever did at Soldier Field. But they also rolled out some new food items. For years have been, before I did pizza, before I did food trucks, I was a ballpark foodie, so I would go to our local stadiums, try the new items, try something different, and I never really got that experience at Soldier Field. This year, it's different. They're partnered with Levy Restaurants, who they've been doing the White Sox food for a long time. The food you get at the at a United Center, they do that as well. They're actually the creators of the famous Campfire Milkshake at the White Sox. The Campfire Milkshake, Wendy, that was their biggest star this season. Not really on the field, but early on, we all tried this Campfire Milkshake that they trotted out, and I swear there were people with jerseys that said Campfire Milkshake on the back. They became a viral sensation for the White Sox. So, like, a little bit of a distraction from what was going on the field. Even Simone Biles was rocking it. This year they have put a lot of focus on new food items that are, one, they know that Chicago loves their food, so they want to make Soldier Field that kind of experience for people. So they have partnered with new rookie Roma Dunze and have created what they call the Adunze dog. It is a kind of like a spin on the Chicago combo, which is, everyone knows, Italian sausage, Italian beef. Well, this one is Italian beef and a Vienna hot dog, which they top with jardinera, Levy's secret sauce, and cheddar cheese that comes from Utah, which is very, very specific, but that's because Roma Dunze is from there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, I was going to ask you that. All right, I like all those things individually. How are they all together?
I thought it was pretty good. The thing that really makes it work is that the hot dog has some snap to it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's kind of like a big glorious mess. But it was pretty tasty. The sauce with the jardinera, there wasn't like too much Italian beef that made it like overwhelming. But mm-hmm. I thought it was a great call. I thought they did a great job with that. The executive chef is Ryan Craig, who kind of comes up with a lot of these ideas, and he took a lot of pride in how this thing came out and working with a Bears rookie who everyone thinks is going to be a star here. So let's get going early with Vienna beef and make him a part of our food fabric here in Chicago. The other thing that is huge, that they're really, really promoting, and it is very good. The pretzels are fantastic at Soldier Field this year, but they have a new Bear Claw pretzel. This is a spin on what Caleb Williams has been doing since he got drafted. He's been doing this thing where he kind of, you know, flashes a bear claw, mm-hmm. and it's apparently catching on because they have leaned into it hard. There's a giant pretzel that you can get at Soldier Field in the shape of a bear claw. They also have bear claw donuts and cookies. The cookies were incredible. I will say, if you can find one of those, definitely do that. And then the other thing that my favorite thing was their new Tavern Burger, which was a smash burger that they have on a potato bun. It's simple. It's delicious. You can get that in Section 126. And then they've also brought in new chicken from Gigi's Chicken Shop, which is in the Southport corridor. And that is, I have to say, I'm not necessarily a chicken tender aficionado, but my daughter, my two-year-old daughter is, and I think she'll be very happy with this. Yeah.
Well, it's good to know that you can go watch a football game and have a gourmet meal. We will, just so you know, the White Sox Campfire Milkshake debuted this year. I have to be honest with you, I haven't gone to a game. Chocolate milkshake topped with torched marshmallows, pieces of chocolate and graham crackers, and whipped cream. And we're talking to Mike Piff. He and Kevin Powell host Chicago's very own Eats. You can listen to that and find it wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And go to WGNRadio.com to check out some of the pictures of the new concessions at Soldier Field. Now, if you're not going to the game, Mike, and you want some wings, do you have some ideas for us?
Oh, yeah, I have quite a few. Actually, so in your neck of the woods, Wendy, is in Brookfield area, there is Off-Broadway.
Oh, I have been there. Yes, I have. And it's been a long time. You know, I'm going back.
If you bring that name up in the area, people will they'll salivate. They're very passionate about the Off-Broadway wings. My actual favorites are, this is going to sound funny, but all the way down in Utica, Illinois, actually, that is right by the Starved Rock State Park. These wings at Scoog's are basically the standard bearer for me when it comes to wings. They're huge, they are crispy, and the flavor is absolutely amazing. I've done road trips like before Super Bowls just to get some, and if I have friends that say they're going to Starved Rock or they're coming up from like Southern Illinois, I always tell them to stop by there, pick those up. If you're in the city, though, I highly recommend the 50-50. That is in kind of the Wicker Park area on Division Street. They are also huge wings, incredible flavor, very crispy, and they care a lot. If you actually order them to go, they will put the sauce on the side and ask that you shake your wings with the sauce at home, because they want to make sure you're getting the best wing experience possible. Actually, nearby us, station, kind of around Michigan Avenue area, is Jake Melnick's. Those are some of the best wings you'll ever have. And if you like your wings hotter, I'm going to challenge you to try the Quadruple X sauce, because a couple years ago we did that on the podcast, and I tried them while we were talking to their chef, and I was melting while I was eating those. I have to tell you, they actually give you like a recovery pack after you've had a couple of those that includes like ice cream, white bread, milk, anything to get the, and you have to eat them with like gloves on, because if you have them on, that sauce on your fingers and it gets in your eye, you are done for the weekend.
Oh, man.
For those up north, and I think if you're in the Lake County or Northern Cook County area, you probably know about Gator's Wing Shack up in Palatine. Those wings are also incredible. They're award winning. They're right on, I think it's Dundee and Route 12 if you're out that way. And if you go a little further north, Frank's for the Memories in Mundelein. Those are probably the most like authentic of Buffalo, New York wings that you're going to find in the area. Those are terrific as well.
All right. We're going to put this, we're going to link all these wing suggestions at WGNradio.com, and you can always listen to the podcast. We have a little over a minute left, so I want to know about these Chicago squares.
Yeah, so Billy Zerkat, who if you are big into Chicago food online or in social media, Billy has he was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy a couple of years ago and has used his creativity and talents to come up with some of the craziest pizza and food creations ever, all to try to raise money for muscular dystrophy. And what he did last year was create tavern-style pizzas every week based off of the Bears' opponents. He would do a video presentation. It took off. It was incredible. This year, he's making those pizzas available for people to order at Pizza Mata on Armitage. I think that's over Logan Square area, and every week it's going to be, he's going to reveal the pizza of the week based on the Bears' opponents at 8 a.m. on his social media feeds. I highly recommend following him on Instagram at The Real Billy Z. And he's already announced this week's, which is a Nashville hot chicken pizza. So you got your hot chicken and pickles on a thin crust pizza. But I, you know, even like yesterday, I was going through the exercise of trying to guess what he's going to do every week, and it's a lot of fun.
Excellent. And we can listen to him on Chicago's very own Eats podcast. Happy almost birthday, Mike Piff.
Thanks so much, Wendy. Have a great weekend.
You too. And you can listen to Mike Piff and Kevin Powell, Chicago's very own Eats, and go to WGNradio.com.